This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, just a small example. And really what this is adding up to here is the Democrats bureaucratically, like they have control of the FBI, like they have control of a lot of the DOJ, bureaucratically also control the court system. Whether we are, you know, they are in actual power or not, it doesn't matter. Bureaucratically, they still have control. And it shows. And so they can do things and they don't have fear of things because of that. There's so many great examples of this morning, Lee. Let's start with Letitia James.
Sounds like a good place to start.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're going to, you know, prosecute the prosecute President Trump for fraud, for allegedly inflating his net worth via inflating the net worth of his properties to get a better deal on a loan, which, by the way, the lender insists he did not get. So nobody was actually defrauded. They testified on Trump's behalf. In fact, they said they'd like to do business with him again. But whatever, facts don't matter in a blue justice system, right? You got to have a set of brass cojones to go commit that same crime in the weeks before you prosecute Trump. You've got to be so certain that dual justice exists and can protect you that you're willing to risk everything. And she did. Well, new information coming out overnight. Her mortgage misclassification just got worse. She didn't just misclassify her 5-unit Brooklyn brownstone rental as a 4-family dwelling on mortgage documents. Once you go into 5, that's a commercial class and the interest rate's a lot higher. It's a lot, the payments are a lot bigger every month. Really can make the difference between whether you succeed or fail or not as a landlord. Well, it turns out a new investigation reveals even something even more troubling. On multiple occasions, she described the property as 1-family, 1-2-family, or even a 1-3-family dwelling, designations that offer even greater mortgage advantages over the 4-family classification, including lower interest rates, reduced reserve requirements, in other words, cash you have to put up, and easier approval thresholds. So this wasn't a minor paperwork discrepancy. 5-unit buildings are classified as commercial properties under federal lending guidelines, so they're subject to stricter underwriting standards, higher down payments, less favorable terms by repeatedly downgrading the unit count, sometimes to as low as a single family home. James may have accessed residential mortgage products exclusively designed for primary residences with substantially more favorable terms. This is classic mortgage fraud. The official certificate of occupancy for the property at 296 Lafayette Avenue, which is issued by the government, clearly and explicitly states it is a 5-family dwelling in all capital letters. Yet, just 2 months after that certificate of occupancy was issued, James signed mortgage documents describing the property as 1-2-family dwelling. The most aggressive misclassification possible. And she did that on a mortgage application. So she's just a liar. And, you know, Republican congressman's never going to get away with it.
No.
Not going to happen.
No.
She'll bury him under the deal. In fact, she did leveling the highest ever fraud fine for that category, the real estate market ever in New York, while literally committing exactly the same crime herself in the weeks before. I mean, it blows your mind. There's no words for it. But you can see they think they have total command and control over this system. They can do anything they want. And I'll give you an example of that. There's a couple of them overnight. Where did this go? All right. This one. Judge temporarily blocks New York City Mayor Adams' plan to allow ICE agents in the Rikers Island jail complex. Wait. You're blocking ICE from coming to get the illegals? Yeah, why not? We can't. The proper judge can always be found to rule the way that we want. We can always ensure that the judge will be found. The ruling will come down. Meanwhile, also overnight, dude who torches, trashes, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six Teslas. In Minneapolis. Six tests. So that's very, very deliberate. And they've got him on video. Did more than $21,000 in damage total. Likes to carve swastikas into them. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office. Hennepin County Attorney was elected with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of Act Blue Group money. Decided not to file criminal charges against the 33-year-old man. Six Teslas over a few day span. See how this works?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Dylan Brian Adams was allowed to enter into an adult diversion program meant for first-time low-level offenders. Now, the thing with this program, normally it's for one charge.
Is he averting being an adult?
I guess so. Well, no, he's averting responsibility because he has liberal privilege.
Exactly.
By the way, he works in the government for the State Department of Human Services.
Now, wait a minute. The perpetrator?
Yes.
So he is a government
employee in Minneapolis. Yeah. So the pre-charge diversion program is meant for single crime offenders, not six crime offenders. He gets enrolled in it. So there's not going to be a criminal record at all. If he completes the program, he's basically off scot-free. So this is what they do. And this is the flip side of it. I've been warning about for a very long time that a time will come. This is very much the way it was during the Marxist Revolution in China, where if you are the right people and you commit crimes or violent crimes against the wrong people, they'll just look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives them incredible amount of power. Just street thugs. So you're seeing this across the country. And yet a judge can always be found if we need to say keep ICE out of the jail so we can protect people at Rikers who are illegal immigrants so that they can be released back into the city. Think about that. Mm-hmm. The City Council of New York brought the suit. They are suing to ensure their ability to continue releasing criminal illegal immigrants, that's all that's in the jail, back into the city.
I mean, Democrats are doing nothing but reinforcing the fact that they are proving over and over again they care nothing about the safety of American citizens.
No, they have absolute derision for it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, they do not seem to care at all how this plays with their base. Again, Rasmussen polling, deportation of, you know, should we deport illegal immigrants who commit crimes and illegal immigrants who are known gang members? 69% of Democrats said yes. 77% of Hispanics, 71% of Blacks, 62% of liberals and younger voters, 70%. Yeah, they want them gone. Democrats don't care. They're demanding daily proof of life for Kilmer Brega Garcia. Daily proof of life. Which, by the way, do you remember them demanding that for the American Hamas hostages?
No, not at all.
No, they didn't care.
No. And in fact, there was, didn't even want to check to where the bodies were either.
No interest. In fact, they were backdoor funding Hamas.
Yes.
Via USAID.
Once again, proving they do not care
No.
about the lives of American citizens.
Not at all. In fact, Tom Cotton finally noticed, Senator Tom Cotton, wait, we've spent more than $1 billion to Hamas via these charities run by Hamas, because they weren't doing any checks to see who was running the charities. They were just giving them the checks. Well, any charity on the ground in Gaza is run by Hamas. I mean, that's the government of Gaza. And he said they thought they got all the money. So, I mean, this is who the Democrats are. They are showing us. I couldn't be more grateful for it. And I think they're just banking on that these, you know, that there's a recession that is coming. We know a recession is coming. We've already been in recession for months and months and months. I mean, going back. And all they've got to do to make it real, to realize the recession, is just to readjust the financial stats they were lying about to begin with. And Grant Cardone, the CEO of Cardone Enterprises, was on Laura Ingraham Morning about that. She said, you know, we're not going to have a recession. It's going to go great. And he said, well, yeah, we are. He said, but we're going to come out of it.
Look, he's bringing China to the table. This is going to be great for America. There will be a contraction. And the difference is we've been in contraction for a long period of time. Joe Biden just lied it. The entire administration lied over and over about how good a shape the economy was in. Remember, we were hiring 40% of all the jobs were coming from the government. They're slicing and dicing jobs with the government today. They're going to get his way on the tariffs. He's going to cut taxes in the next 3 to 4 weeks. America is going to go into a great prosperity. There might be a contraction temporarily, but it's good times ahead for the American families.
Democrats did not care if the Hamas hostages were alive or dead. Didn't demand proof of life. In fact, the parents of the Hamas hostages, the American parents of the American hostages, actually had to follow Joe Biden around and then Kamala Harris holding signs to remind them that their loved ones were still being held by Hamas. And Democrats love Hamas. They were marching around in partnership with Hamas, so they didn't want to reflect on that. They didn't care. No proof of life demands. But this, folks, by the way, did you ever see Democrats go to Gaza? You ever see that? No. They could have flown in, landed on an aircraft carrier right outside if they wanted to. But they didn't. Because they don't care. They don't care. This is a perceived future Democrat voter, and they will do anything to get him back. Why? He is a very high value. This is a guy who is human trafficking, bringing other potential voters into the country. Those are networks they need to protect and will protect at no matter what length they have to go to do it. And folks, watch this right now, because this is what tells you what they are planning, how far they intend to go, how ambitious they are. They want nothing less than to imprison members of the Trump regime. And you may be thinking, they're not going to get away with it. They have before. The top 8 people in 2016 around Trump. In fact, everybody with the exception of his pollster is a convicted criminal. And I'm convinced they'd have put Kellyanne Conway in fake prison too. Well, real prison, fake charges. Except her husband was loyal to them and started that anti-Trump group. Probably didn't want his kid's mom in prison, even though they split up. I think Kellyanne would have probably gone to prison too. She was the only one who didn't. 7 convicted felons. Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, felon, prison. Peter Navarro, prison. Steve Bannon, prison. Trump's tree fundraiser, prison. Trump's military advisor, Michael Flynn, prison. Well, we had to cut a plea deal to keep from going to prison anyway. Convicted criminal. And on and on and on. There is no reason that they would think they can't do it again. So listen to what Amy Klobuchar was saying here, because this is jaw-dropping. She's talking about putting the head of the Department of Homeland Security in prison. And what she's saying is Boasberg has proposed it, even if he doesn't get to do it, the courts can do it. Do what? Find them in criminal contempt, and appoint a special prosecutor to begin hauling them into court. So we're talking about Devin, and this is the first time they've clarified who it is that the Democrats think they have the right to imprison.
Well, if the administration won't do it themselves, a court does have the power to refer it to the Justice Department, mentioned by Judge Boasberg here. But also, if the Justice Department won't do anything, a court can actually appoint a prosecutor on their own, an outside prosecutor, because they have the power to hold people in contempt. And that may be the people that did the deporting. It may be the secretary who's responsible for this. But they have the right to do this.
Drag him into court. Folks, do you remember me saying to you that, do you remember, you know, just because he talked to a Russian one time, Donald Trump, for less than 15 minutes, a Russian, it turns out, who was sent by Hillary Clinton and by the Democrat Party, because she'd gotten a special visa just to even be able to come here, that was approved by Obama's AG. Had to spend $24,000 defending himself just to have legal counsel for the congressional hearings. Do you remember all of that? These Democrats believe they have so much control, and they may be right, over the justice system. They can haul in members of Trump's cabinet as criminals, have them criminally charged. That is what Klobuchar is talking about here. She's specifically referring to Kristi Noem. She says the secretary. Now, they can't charge Trump because he's got immunity. Supreme Court has ruled that. He's got a immunity while he's in office. But they can take out his entire cabinet with these charges. And this Dana Bash is listening to Amy Klobuchar. And even she can't believe how far they intend to go. This is on CNN. Take a listen. Are you serious? She understands what Klobuchar is saying. We're going to try to put him in prison.
Well, if the administration won't do it themselves, a court does have the power to refer it to the Justice Department, mentioned by Judge Boasberg here. But also, if the Justice Department won't do anything, a court can actually appoint a prosecutor on their own and outside.
Bash is like, what?
Forgive me. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, which is that you believe that the federal courts, maybe a district court, I'm not sure, you can tell me if the Supreme Court could even do this, should hold key administration officials in contempt if they continue to defy the Supreme Court, which I'm guessing you see.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes,
the way our should. Law works. They, yes.
Yeah. Wow. So Bash is like, that's your ambition. Okay. So what happens? What happens here? This is very simple. Liberal judicial dictator, making it up as they go along, issues a nationwide injunction. Trump can't do whatever he's doing, whoever he's deporting now. Trump doesn't defy the order, but doesn't comply with it while he's appealing it to the next level. Then the standard becomes, this is where she's going, the judge appoints a prosecutor. And so you're going to have a circus, you know, what, 5, 10, 15 different criminal cases going against anybody in his administration who tries. That's what's dropping her jaw here, how far the Democrats are willing to go. And it is jaw-dropping considering what jailing Trump or trying to cost them last time. They personally reinflated his image, made him popular, got him $200 million with which to run. He was having a hard time raising money before the 34-count felony conviction. But they don't care. They're going to put him in prison. And if they can't put Trump in, they're going to put his staff in. And so people are saying on the text line, well, he'll just pardon them. I know. That's the idea. Over and over and over and over again. Until they have no more credibility. And the media will describe them as criminals when they're trying to remove the criminal illegal immigrants with deportation orders. This is how far they're willing to go. This is jaw-dropping. So now we've got a Democrat, a sitting Democrat senator, telling us this is the plan. This is what we're going to do. We are going to put them in prison or force Trump to pardon them again and again and again and again. Or to give them some kind of blanket pardon for deportation operations that the Democrats will then come back and hammer at them in court to say, you know, is it valid? Isn't, You know, you can't just blanket pardon somebody like that, let them do what they want. It'll go on and on and on. And they want to tie them up in court. Why? Because what they are doing is incredibly effective. All right, Kristi Noem's already deported 800 Tren de Aragua. That was a critical human smuggling network. It's gone now, and the Democrats want it back. So looks like they had the votes, at least in the Senate. She just heard on Lee's News to remove State Treasurer Curtis Loftus. Now goes to the State House. See if they can get rid of him. I just got a question here. The actual folks who handle accounting for the state are gone, right? Now they're going after Loftus. Very self. By the way, a lot of this is because he is a conservative Republican and they are Democrats who run as Republicans. It's literally that simple. And they simply want to control the purse strings. Colombia got exponentially more liberal in the last election because Donald Trump endorsed, and I'm not going to lie to you about this, endorsed a slate of liberals running as Republicans in order to help defeat the conservatives. There aren't a lot of conservatives left up there. It was an absolute bloodbath for conservatives. I don't know why Trump felt like he had to do endorsements in state elections. My theory is he got a big donation from the state party somewhere and in turn just endorsed a slate without knowing what he was doing. In the last election, a lot of folks were saying to me, why don't you advocate for this candidate? Have this candidate on. Try to help him. Why? His opponent was endorsed by Trump. His opponent's a bad dude. I can't stop it. Once they're endorsed by Trump, I'll just throw my hands in the air. We have a state legislature right now that is more liberal than it has ever been. To understand how liberal it was before that, as state GOP leaders fight to gut any conservative wing of the party and succeeded finally with Trump's help, unfortunately. I don't even know if he, I bet you he didn't even know who he was endorsing. I think he just did a whole slate. There's no way he had time to check them out and figure them out. There's no way. I think somebody put it in front of him and he just endorsed. It's a disaster. And this is why you're seeing what you're seeing. This is why they're up there in Colombia trying to figure out how to get themselves a 10% increase in budget spending in a single year. This is why they're floating tax increases, marketed as tax decreases, tax increases that will absolutely wallop the middle class and lower middle class of the state. They're liberal. They're liberals. I mean, they're running as Republicans. So I would just ask this question. If Curtis Loftus is responsible for the $1.8 billion error, which he's not. It was an accounting error. The two people who were responsible for it were removed, right? If he ultimately, as they ordered, you know, as they argued yesterday, if he's ultimately responsible, then isn't the governor ultimately responsible? It's where the buck stops. Shouldn't he have caught it? Why is this not the governor's fault? Because the governor is a liberal in good standing. He's part of the right clique. He's part of the right group. That's why. It's stunning to me that nobody's even asking that question. Ultimately, of course, the governor's responsible. Probably more responsible than Loftus. Yet look at who's trying to take Loftus out, Senator Larry Grooms. Honestly, if we were in another state, he'd be a Democrat. You just can't win as a Democrat here. And so all of these people, high on their Trump endorsements, undefeatable, are brooming the final conservatives out of state government. One of the things that they cannot stand is that they all get political contributions from these big funds. Why? So they'll turn around and lobby Loftus to stop cutting off people like BlackRock. Well, Loftus is cutting off their gravy train. This is what this is about. But it doesn't matter. And what this vote shows you, are you talking about 33-8? You know what that means? In the Senate, there are eight uncorrupt people left. That's it. 10-hour hearing. State Senate voted 33-8 in favor of recommending State Treasurer Curtis Loftus be removed from office. He is standing firmly in the way of their gravy train. So the measure now moves to the South Carolina House, where another two-thirds vote is needed to remove Loftus. We'll see what happens. I hope he survives. I do. And I want to see the governor. If this is the standard we're going to use, haul him in and put him through a 10-hour trial. And then I'd get him because he's one of them. So it's cool. To be clear, Loftus said there was no mysterious bank account, no missing or stolen money. All funds managed by my officer accounted for and reconciled to the bank. South Carolinians can rest assured that their money is safe and secure. We had not one, but two outside auditing firms who confirmed this was an accounting entry that impacted the Comptroller General's annual financial reports, not the actual bank balances of the state. So what are they saying about Loftus? Well, yes, there were basically two other officials who have resigned now, Comptroller General, who were in charge here, but Loftus should have caught it. Okay. Governor should have caught it. Governor's staff should have caught it. It's a huge amount of money. He should resign. Oh, but the governor's a liberal, though. He lets us do what we want. He'll sign anything. You should see this guy. And that's how it is. It's where we are. And it's just, you know, a proxy. And you know what it is, too? I mean, you saw the $1.8 billion accounting error. It led to the resignations of state comptroller Richard Ekstrom and state auditor George Kennedy. And they want Loftus gone. They get like, folks, these are the same people who tried to exclude the Freedom Caucus from the Republican Party because they would not agree to stop posting vote counts online. They wanted to vote like Democrats. They wanted to vote like folks. These are folks who keep appointing Democrats to the state Supreme Court. Democrats who have come out of the Obama administration, or they've donated to only Democrats. They keep putting them on the Supreme Court. That's how liberal these people are. And they have just about gutted every Republican out of there, actual Republican or conservative. There's only a few left. Nobody's asking the question, where's the governor? Haul him in. Have him explain how he missed this. It's a big number. Huge number. The fact they're not pointing to the governor tells you he's part of the right group, so he gets to stay. That's how it works. Columbia is profoundly corrupt, and I don't know in my lifetime if we'll ever get it back, especially after the last election. And sadly, again, this vote's a proxy for who's left, who's not corrupt, and the numbers are tiny. 6 million illegal immigrants illegally given Social Security numbers. They're not Americans. Almost every one of them on at least one welfare program that is illegal. You can't do that. Welfare programs are for American citizens. That is federal law. And yet the Biden administration did. But the problem with that is that it also created a roadmap to where those illegals live, including, by the way, folks, this is how bad it got. A little over 6,000 of them are either illegal immigrants with criminal records in the U.S., in other words, with records for crimes beyond the immigration crime, or they're on the international terrorist watch list. They didn't care. They signed them up anyway. What is that? That right there is probably the heart of their human trafficking operation. We are getting really, really close. Now, the disgusting thing is that you had to pay this, that they made you pay their minions to traffic in the people to vote against you. And by the way, against their own base, 70%, 69% this morning of Democrats saying, no, we want Kilmer gone. We want MS-13 gang members gone. Democrat leadership does not care. This is a runaway party. But the double-edged sword for Democrats here is while they were subsidizing with your tax dollars their illegal immigrant criminal friends to do God knows what in this country, but probably traffic more humans in. Future voters is the way they look at it. They were also, unfortunately for them and the illegals, creating a roadmap to who they are, where they live. Well, Newsweek in a frothing panic this morning because Elon Musk's Doge team has been granted access to sensitive immigration data, case data. Department of Justice just gave them permission. There's going to be a lawsuit before noon, by the way, to a team of six DOJ advisors to access the Executive Office for Immigration Reviews, Courts and Appeals Systems on Friday. It's just now breaking today. Those records include millions of confidential records from immigration court cases ranging from asylum claims to personal biographical information, addresses, workplaces, and the illegally possessed Social Security numbers. They want it for cross-reference. They are coming for these people, is what they're doing. Now, any moment now, there's going to be a court case from the Democrats that DOJ can't access this, even though they are federal employees just like everybody else. Right? This is why you're seeing the Democrats put in place this idea of a prosecutor. If the Trump administration doesn't listen to our half-baked judges, ordering them not to do things they have every right to do, we will put them in prison. This is why Klobuchar is making the rounds on CNN, Senator Klobuchar, getting the sheeple used to the idea that it's totally normal to prosecute the Department of Homeland Security secretary. It's totally normal to put all of the heads of the Trump administration in prison. It's totally normal to charge them with crimes. They're getting the sheeple used to that idea because they got to stop this.